السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. يقول مولانا الكريم في كتابه الكريم حاميم والكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين. وهذه الليلة أيها الإخوة في الله قد بين مكانها الله عز وجل وبين مكانتها أيضا فقال جل وعز إنا أنزلناه في ليلة إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. هذه الليلة قد بين الله عز وجل في أي شهر هي، إذ قال رب العزة: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. هذه الليلة أمرها عظيم وقدرها جزيل وأجر العمل الصالح فيها جزيل، كما بين سبحانه في سورة القدر. وقد جاء عن رسولنا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما يمكن ابن آدم من إدراك بعض خير ليلة القدر في غير ليلة القدر، كما ثبت عند ابن أبي شيبة في المصنف بسند صححه الألباني، وهو أيضا على شرط البخاري ومسلم، عن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب، عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: من صلى أربعا بعد العشاء كن كقدرهن من ليلة القدر. من صلى أربعا بعد العشاء، أي في أي ليلة من ليالي العام، كن كقدرهن من ليلة القدر. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: أربعا بعد العشاء يعدلن بمثلهن من ليلة القدر، وهو أيضا على شرط البخاري ومسلم. وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: من صلى أربعا بعد العشاء لا يفصل بينهن بتسليم عدلن بمثلهن من ليلة القدر. وفي هذا الأثر الأخير فائدة زائدة على ما وافق فيه الأثرين قبله من الفوائد، ألا وهي ثبوت التسليمة الواحدة للخروج من الصلاة. وهذا الثواب المترتب على هذا العمل ليس ومقصورا على الرجال دون النساء، بل هو يشمل الرجال والنساء سواء بسواء. وقد أخرج إمام أهل خراسان الإمام محمد بن نصر المروزي في كتابه تعظيم قدر الصلاة عن القاسم يوب قال: كان سعيد بن جبير يصلي بعد العشاء الآخرة أربع ركعات، فأكلمه وأنا معه في البيت فما يراجعني الكلام. وفي هذا الأثر فائدة أخرى، وهي أن هذه الأربع إنما تصلى في البيت لا في المسجد، على أن أداءها في المسجد جائز، لكنها كسائر النوافل من الأفضل أن تكون في البيت، لقول نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفضل صلاة المرء في بيته إلا المكتوبة. وهذا إسناد أعني أثر سعيد بن جبير إسناد صحيح إلى سعيد بن جبير، وسعيد هذا هو من أجلاء أصحاب ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما. وقد بوب الإمام المروزي أيضا في كتاب آخر له اسمه قيام الليل باب الأربع ركعات بعد العشاء الآخرة، حشد فيه من الأدلة على سنية أربع ركعات بعد العشاء ما يطمئن له القلب، وأورد فيه هذا الأثر المتقدم عن سعيد بن جبير. وصح عند ابن أبي شيبة أيضا أن القاسم بن أبي أيوب كان يصليها. وروى الإمام بن أبي شيبة في مصنفه وروى الإمام بن أبي شيبة في مصنفه عن الخليفة الراشد علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه انه كان يعمل بها. فقال ابن أبي شيبة: حدثنا أبو الأحوص عن عطاء بن السائب عن ميسرة وزادان قال: كان علي يصلي من التطوع أربعا قبل الظهر، وركعتين بعدها، وركعتين بعد المغرب، وأربعا بعد العشاء، وركعتين قبل الفجر. وأخرج النسائي في سننه عن أيمن مولى بن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن تبيع عن كعب الأحبار، وهو كعب بن ماتع: من توضأ فأحسن وضوءه ثم شهد صلاة العتمة في جماعة ثم صلى إلي أربعا مثلها يقرأ فيها ويتم ركوعها وسجودها كان له من الأجر مثل ليلة القدر. قال الشيخ الألباني: وهذا إسناد لا بأس به إن كان أيمن، هذا هو ابن عبيد الحبشي. وقد ثبت أنه أيمن بن أم أيمن بن عبيد. فعلى هذا فمن أراد الأجر والثواب المتحصل ليلة القدر فما عليه إلا أن يصلي هذه الأربع ركعات بعد العشاء، لكن الأولى أن لا يداوم عليها بل يصلي أحيانا ركعتين بعد العشاء وأحيانا أخرى أربعا حتى يكون قد جاء بجميع سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين وبالأخص منهم وزرائه وخلفائه الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أيها الأحبة، نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أخبر أنه من مس الحصى يوم الجمعة فلا جمعة له، ومن قال لصاحبه صح فلا جمعة له. بوى للعلم: ولا يرد السلام على من سلم والإمام يخطب. Dear brothers, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, who come to the Jum'ah and touches the stones or the carpet or whatsoever he plays with, or he speaks to his fellow brother next to him, or even give a response to the salam, then he would not have the reward of Jum'ah. That is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not from a normal alim. It is from Rasulullah. So whoever comes to the masjid should listen. The scholar said, if anybody enters and says salamu alaykum while the khatib giving the khutbah, you should not respond to the salam, which is obligatory otherwise. So we advise our brothers who come to the Jum'ah to come close to the Imam and listen. Even if they don't understand, they should listen. It's a worship like in prayer. If you are not Arab and you don't understand the Quran, it does not mean that you can't speak in the Salah. So you cannot speak in the Jum'ah, and by that you also disturb the others who are listening. and by that you are gaining sins instead of reward. And the reward of Jum'ah that the Prophet ﷺ said, Jum'ah to the Jum'ah, to the other Jum'ah, to the next Jum'ah, is a kafara, a forgiveness of all the sins between them. So when you talk, you have lost this kafara, plus the reward of the Jum'ah. You are in a big loss, akhi. This was a reminder. Anyway, نعم أقول يا أحبتي في الله إننا في هذا اليوم تحديدا اليوم الجمعة الرابع عشر من شهر شعبان من هذا العام ونحن نستقبل هذه الليلة أعني ليلة النصف من شعبان لنشهد كما يشهد العالم أجمع تحول مسار أمتنا التصحيحي الذي ابتداه سيد الخلق أجمعين ورسول رب العالمين صلى الله عليه وسلم حين أعلن للملأ أن لا هدي إلا وأن من أحدث فيما بعث فيه ما ليس منه فإنه مردود عليه غير مقبول منه وأن فاعله مأزور غير مأزور بل قد أعلن ذلك رب العزة بقوله قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. إن ليلة النصف من شعبان أيها الناس لم يثبت فيها شيء خلا ما رواه أئمة الحديث الأثبات عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يطلع الله عز وجل إلى خلقه ليلة النصف من شعبان فيغفر لعبادي إلا لاثنين مشاحن وقاتل نفس. رواه الإمام أحمد في مسنده وصححه أحمد شاكر. وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال إن الله لا يطلع في ليلة النصف من شعبان فيغفر لجميع خلقه إلا لمشرك أو مشاحن. رواه ابن ماجه وصح وحسنه الألباني. وعن أبي ثعلبة الخشني رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان ليلة النصف من شعبان اطلع الله إلى خلقه فيغفر للمؤمنين ويملي للكافرين ويدع أهل الحقد بحقدهم حتى يدعوه. رواه البياقي وحسنه الألباني في صحيح الجامع. فما على من أراد فضل هذه الليلة أعني ليلة النصف من شعبان ما على من أراد فضلها إلا أن يخلص قلبه من الشحناء والأحقاد على المسلمين وأن يبرأ من دماء الأبرياء مسلمين كانوا أو غير مسلمين. وأما اعتقاد أن الليلة التي يفرق فيها كل أمر حكيم كما هو في سورة الدخان فهو قول ليس علي أثارة من علم ولا من كتاب منير وإنما هي كما تقدم في أول الخطبة الأولى ليلة القدر التي لا تكون إلا في العشر الأواخر من رمضان. ومن أراد فضل تلك أو بعض فضل تلك الليلة أعني ليلة القدر فليس الشأن أن يقوم ليلة النصف من شعبان ولكن الشأن أن يصلي أربع ركعات بعد العشاء سم. فاتقوا الله عباد الله واستمسكوا بالعروة الوثقى القائمة على إخلاص العمل لله واقتفاء أثر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأديم الصلاة والسلام عليه. يصلي عليكم ربكم واذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. هذا بين المنام والأقدام لا تدع فوجا من الشيطان.
الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها زلزلت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان أخبارها لأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدرون لم يروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر. يا الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. يا الله بن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, إياكم الله. Dear brothers and sisters, to this translation of the khutbah of today, which is titled by Abundant Sunan, and between parentheses 4 rak'ah after Isha equals the reward of 4 rak'ah in the night of Laylatul Qadr. And I began the khutbah by reciting the ayat of Surah Al-Dukhan, Hamim wal-Kitab al-Mubin, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah, Inna kunna mundirin, Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim, Amran min indina, Inna kunna munzirin. Allah Ta'ala is saying Hamim. These are the letters that the Quran is made of. These are the Arabic alphabet. Wal-Kitab al-Mubin. Allah Ta'ala is swearing by the clear book, which is the Quran. Inna anzalnahu. We descended it, we revealed it, في ليلة مباركة, in a blessed night. The Quran was descended in one night. The Quran, as the whole unit, was descended in one night to the first layer of heavens, and then it was descended down to the earth by the incidents that occurred. Then, inna kunna mundirin, we were warners of the severe punishment. فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. In it, every or the decree and the destiny of every matter has been determined. أمرا من عندنا. It's a command from Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّا كُنَّا مُنْزِلِينَ. We were the descenders. And this night, ya ikhwan, which Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Dukhan, is the night, is the same night that He subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Qadr. And if you can just concentrate in the listening, you hear what Allah is saying. Inna, in that, in Surah Al-Dukhan, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. In Surah Al-Qadr, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin qadr. And everybody knows that Laylatul Qadr is only in Ramadan, and in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And here Allah Ta'ala also gave us more clarification on that and said, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, the month of Ramadan which the Quran was descended in. So it was descended all in one night. That night is blessed. That night is blessed, as we saw in Dukhan, Laylatul Mubarakah. It's a blessed night. That night is called Laylatul Qadr, as in Surah Al-Qadr. That night, any worshipping deed in it equals, or the whole night of it, the whole night equals 84 or 83 years of worshipping. This night is only during the month of Ramadan, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل في القرآن. So the Quran was descended in the month of Ramadan as a whole unit to the first layer of heavens, meaning the one next to the earth, and then it was descended to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم based on the incidents. Now this night, the reward in it is very high, and this night at first was not known in which part of Ramadan, and that's why the Prophet ﷺ used to do i'tikaf in the first 10 nights, and then he did the i'tikaf in another year in the middle 10 nights, and then at the last year of his life he did it in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and he said that whoever wants to seek the night of Al-Qadr, let him to do i'tikaf on the last night of Ramadan. And then I mentioned number of hadith that emphasizes an abundant sunnah, and it is abundant to the limit that people even get wondering and surprised when they hear about it, about this hadith. The first hadith is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma, which was reported in the Musannaf of Imam Abu Bakr ibn Abi Shayba, and authenticated by Imam Albani, and it is the chain of narration of it is on the condition of Bukhari and Muslim, meaning it is authentic. He, Abdullah ibn Amr, said من صلى أربعا بعد العشاء كنا كقدرهن من ليلة القدر. He or she, whoever prays four rak'ah after Isha, then these four rak'ah will equal the reward of four rak'ah in ليلة القدر. Like if you are praying them in ليلة القدر, although you are not in ليلة القدر. نعم. This hadith was not the only hadith mentioning this, but there is another hadith or asar from Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who said أربعٌ بعد العشاء يعدلن بمثلهن من ليلة القدر. And this was also in Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba, the Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba, and it is on the condition of Bukhari and Muslim. Four rak'ah after Isha equals similar to them, meaning four rak'ah on the night of Al-Qadr. Another asar from Abdullah bin Mas'ud, who said that من صلى أربعا بعد العشاء لا يفصل بينهن بتسليم عجلن بمثلهن من ليلة القدر. He or she, whoever prays four rak'ahs after Isha, does not split between them by salam. It means he prays them like Isha, four rak'ahs in row like Isha, one salam after Isha, then these four rak'ahs will equal the reward of four rak'ahs on the night of Al-Qadr. So this hadith of Ibn Mas'ud gave us an additional benefit, which is one taslim, it's not all in one salam, all in one salam. Naam.
meaning he does not break between the two rak'ah. This riwayah, which was mentioned in this hadith for these four rak'ah, as I said, it's not for men only, but these are for men and women. Whoever prays this four rak'ah. Imam of Khurasan, Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi, rahimahullah, reported in his book, Ta'zeemu Qadr al-Salah. Ta'zeemu Qadr al-Salah, granting the Salah. On the authority of Al-Qasim ibn Abi Ayyub, who said that Sa'id ibn Jubayr, and Sa'id ibn Jubayr was one of the best companions of Ibn Abbas. He was with him most of the time. Al-Qasim ibn Ayyub, ibn Abi Ayyub, said that Sa'id ibn Jubayr used to pray after Isha four rak'ah. And I speak to him when I was with him in the house, but never he responds to me. Meaning that he does not break between them. Also, Imam Muhammad ibn Nasr reported in his other book, which is titled by Qiyamul Layl, and yani he held the chapter titled it by Al-Arba' Raka'at Ba'd Al-Isha' Al-Akhirah. A chapter that he titled by that, four rak'at after the Isha, after the Isha prayer. And he brought there many other hadith. From this hadith is what we mentioned earlier. What we mentioned earlier. And also, this in Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba, it is also reported and authenticated that Al-Qasim ibn Abi Ayyub, who reported the author of Sa'id ibn Jubayr, he himself used to pray these four rak'at after Isha. Imam ibn Abi Shayba also reported in his book Al-Musannaf on the yani, that the Khalifa Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to pray these four rak'at after Isha. As Abu al-Ahwas reported from Ata ibn al-Sa'ib, from Maysara and Zadan, two companions of Ali radiallahu anhu, they both said, كان علي يصلي من التطوع. Ali used to pray as optional prayers أربعا قبل الظهر, four ركعات before الظهر, وركعتين بعدها, and two ركعات after it, وأربع وركعتين بعد المغرب, and two ركعات after المغرب, وأربعا بعد العشاء, and four ركعات after العشاء, وركعتين قبل الفجر, and two ركعات before الفجر. الإمام النسائي رضي الله تعالى عنه ورحمه also reported on the authority of Ayman, the slave of Ibn Umar, from Tabi'a, from Ka'b al-Ahbar. Ka'b al-Ahbar is a Jew who embraced Islam. He lived during the time of Rasulullah ﷺ, but he was not Muslim. He became Muslim during the time of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. So he's not a Sahabi, he's not a companion, but they call him Mukhadram, who lived during the time of Rasulullah ﷺ and did not accept Islam until Rasulullah ﷺ has passed away. They call him Mukhadram, means he lived before and after the life of Rasulullah ﷺ, but he became Muslim after Rasulullah ﷺ passed away. And he was one of the very very big scholars amongst the Tabi'een, students of the Sahaba. He said, Whoever performs wudu efficiently and correctly, and then attends Salatul Isha in the Jama'ah, and then pray four rak'at after it, like it, he said, Arba'an mithlaha. This Arabic explanation gives us a specific meaning. Arba'an mithlaha means you pray it the way you pray Isha. You pray them the way you pray Isha. يَقْرَأُ فِيهَا, he recites in them. He does not just stand without reciting, no, he recites. And he performed the
ركوع and سجود perfectly. Then he will have a reward of praying 4 rak'ah on the night of Al-Qadr. Sheikh Al-Albani said this is not, the chain of narration of this hadith is good if this man Ayman is Ibn Ubayd al-Habashi, and it was found that he is the one. So the hadith is يعني authentic. So based on that, we say whoever wants to find the reward of worships on the night of Al-Qadr, then he just need to pray these 4 rak'at after Isha in any night during the year. Any night during the year. And better not to do them constantly, because it is affirmed that Rasulullah ﷺ used to pray 2 rak'ah after Isha, and here 4 rak'ah. So sometimes you pray 4 rak'ah, sometimes you pray 2 rak'ah as sunnah after Isha. One more thing that we need to know about this, and also as we said, you pray them like Isha with one salam, with one salam. And one more thing we need to say about this is that these are like the rawatib. Rawatib are the optional prayers before and after the obligatory prayers. These rawatib, when you are a traveler, you don't pray them. You don't pray them. The rawatib, you leave them. Rasulullah ﷺ never used to pray rawatib whenever he is traveling, as he never used to complete his prayers. Yani the 4 rak'ah prayer, he shortened it to 2 rak'ah prayer. Ibn Umar was told, don't you do any nawafil? He said, if I'm going to do nawafil, I should complete the fard. Because the fard is more important than the nafilah. But Allah Ta'ala put half of the fard for you as a travel tourist. So if you want to do yani more yani the rawatib, then better to do the fard. But it does not mean better. Now we say yani you should do the fard as complete for rak'ah, but the sunnah is not to complete the fard if you are a traveler. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stayed in Mecca for 19 days or more than 19 days, shortening the prayers when he conquered Mecca. And some sahaba shortened the prayer in Al-Sham when they went for conquering Al-Sham, 6 months shortening. And some others came to Medina and asked some other sahaba, and some tabi'in asked the sahaba, see, one of them said, see, I come to Medina for business, and I may stay here, yani 6 months, 8 months. He said, you shorten, even you stay 2 years. But the condition is that you are a traveler. Not because you are from India, from Bangladesh, from America, you consider yourself a traveler. La. If you come intending to stay, to be a resident, to have a residency card, then you are not a traveler anymore. You are not a traveler anymore. You already have a house, furniture, you are not expecting to leave any time. Now, so this is not a traveler. This is not a traveler. But even if you are in India, your homeland, and you travel from Hyderabad to Kerala, for example, and you're staying there 6 months for business or operation or whatsoever, you're still a traveler. You're not considered to be a resident. Now, so these rak'at, one who wants to have the reward of praying on Laylatul Qadr, easily he can have it. Yani every night you pray for rak'ah like Aisha. Not every night, as I said, you sometimes do this and sometimes do the 2 rak'ah. Now, then you will have the reward of praying on Laylatul Qadr. It does not necessarily mean that you don't need to stand on Laylatul Qadr no more. La. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. And it's better than worship 1,000 months. With no stop. With no stop. Now, And then on the second khutbah I praised Allah and sent peace and blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then I said, other than the reminder, and this is one important thing, Ikhwan, especially the non-Arabs. Now most of the Arabs gone, I talk to you and freely. What made me to make that is what is that, that two non-Arabs were sitting at the back talking. This is wrong. Because you come early, you want the reward of Jum'ah. Now you lose it this easily. This easily you lose it. Not only lose it, you are under sin. Because you did not obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No talk, no salam. And especially from our brothers from India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, once they get into the message, the khatib giving, even in the haram we see them. They just come see friend, oh, salam alaikum, and talk. This is wrong. No salam, nothing. You pray to work and sit. If you take the opinion that there are no two rak'ah for sitting, just sit. But to talk, I doubt if any madhab say you can talk during the khutbah of Jum'ah. I doubt. There is no madhab say that. It's only people who are not educated yani, religiously, they just yani, give fatwa to themselves that it's okay. Or we don't understand the khatib. As I said on the minbar, do you understand every ayah said in the salah? Yeah, you don't understand it. So does it mean you can talk in salah? Salah, yani khutbah of Jum'ah is like salah. You don't talk, you don't touch the carpet, you don't touch your subha, you don't touch your watch, you don't adjust your watch, you don't do nothing. You just concentrate, focus. Whether you understand or you don't understand. You just focus. Now, that is how Allah wants you. You cannot choose a different way. You have to be like that. Now, طيب. And this, then I said, today, Friday the 14th of Sha'ban, at this year 1432, we are receiving a night, tonight, that is called Laylatu al-Nisr in Sha'ban, middle of Sha'ban, which is known in many countries by Shabi Barad. And they give it, some type of special, yani, care. Very, very special care. Even more than Laylatul Qadr. Wallahi. They give this night more care than Laylatul Qadr. On the last 10 nights of Ramadan, you don't see these people in the masajid all night, all 10 nights, because you cannot know what night it is going to be. So they give much care. Where from? What hadith? Show me even weak hadith. There is no even weak hadith. It is only based on their own explanation of the Quran. They explain the Quran by their own brains. No, we cannot explain Quran by ourselves. We have to go back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's explanation or the Sahaba explanation. They are the ones who are qualified to explain the Quran to us. But today, we are not. We are not qualified. We only have to bring what they said. We only have to bring, this is their language. We cannot understand the language more than them. Even the Arab today, they cannot understand the language more than the Sahaba. Sahaba were the perfect Arabic speakers. Now, so how did they understand it? It's all based on the ayah of Surah Al-Dukhan. Inna anzalna fi laylati mubarakah, inna kunna mundirin. We explained already by the Quran, as the Sahaba said. What night was that? Inna anzalna fi layla. In Surah Al-Qadr, inna anzalna fi laylati al-Qadr. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fi al-Quran. So it's definitely it is not in Sha'ban. It's 300% in Ramadan. So why they are standing on the night of Sha'ban especially, on the middle of Sha'ban especially. Why? What is the proof of that? There is no proof. What is the dalil? What is the hadith? What is even weak hadith? There is nothing. They just interpretate this ayah of Surah Al-Dukhan the way they like. This is wrong, ya ikhwan. Even if they are big ulama or whatsoever. Alim does not have any revelation. The alim never receive wahi. Wahi is stopped by the end of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we cannot now just assign anything in the religion, no. So, and I said that tonight we are going to witness, as the whole world will witness, this incident. And you will see it in most of the world. Most of the world. Now, we see the diversion that this ummah take today from the way that Rasulullah ﷺ put it on. When he left this world, he left it after he put them on the straight path, corrected their corruption before Islam. Rasulullah ﷺ brought the ummah to the right path that leads them only to the Jannah. But now they divert. They divert, and we see it, we witness it. So tonight they are going to do all this. Rasulullah ﷺ declared at that time, saying, لا هدي إلا هدي. No guidance but the guidance of Rasulullah ﷺ. But the guidance of Rasulullah ﷺ. We cannot take any guidance, any way of guidance, except the way of Rasulullah ﷺ. And that whoever innovates in the matter or in the religion that Rasulullah ﷺ was sent with, then his deed is rejected and never be accepted from him. And the one who does that is only sinner, and he would never ever be rewarded. However, Allah Ta'ala declares that in the Quran, so no discussion or argument should be, yani should take place on, oh, it is weak, it is strong, it is not weak. Who authenticated it? It's in the Quran. You cannot now argue. It's in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala said as in Ayah 31 in Surah Ali Imran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Say, O Muhammad, if you, O people, say that you love Allah and you say that you are sincere in that, you love Allah and you say that you are honest in that, then follow me. The proof of your honesty and the claim that you love Allah is to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only that way. Now, يحببكم الله. So Allah will love you if you follow Muhammad, only Muhammad, and not any Muhammad, only one Muhammad, Rasulullah. You follow him, then Allah will love you and will forgive your sins. So it means, if you don't follow him, Allah will never love you, Allah will never forgive your sins. As short as that, that is the ayah. There is nothing been authenticated in regard to the middle night of Sha'ban, except what the ulama of hadith, the imams of hadith have reported, like the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma, which is reported by Imam Ahmad in al-Musnad and authenticated by Ahmad Shakir, where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يطلع الله عز وجل إلى خلقه ليلة النصف من شعبان. Really, Allah Ta'ala looks to His creation at the middle night of Sha'ban. نعم فيغفر لعباده, and He forgives all of His slaves. نعم, He forgives for all of the slaves. إلا الاثنين, except for two. مشاحن وقاتل نفس. One who have hatred in his heart against his Muslim brothers and sisters, and one who kill innocents, whether Muslims or non-Muslims. Who kill innocents, whether Muslims or non-Muslims. Hatred only with Muslims. That prevents forgiveness. If you hate kuffar, no problem. Now they say it's a crime. You Muslim should not hate the kuffar. Subhanallah. You own my heart? Sometimes a husband hates his wife. A father hates his son. But you can hate your wife, you can hate your son, but you cannot hate the Jews and Christians. MashaAllah, why? Why? My heart is, I own it. What is not acceptable is the expose of this hate. If you bring it out by aggression or abusing, or that is not acceptable. And that's how the hadith says, hatred, that means between Muslims. You don't hate your Muslim brother, you just forgive. Killing even non-Muslims, you cannot. Not only killing, but even harming. You do not harm innocents. You do not bother them. But it does not mean that you have to love them. I'm wondering, and why should I love them? Now, but at the same time, I am wondering too, why some extremist Muslims say that because the hate in my heart, I have to abuse and accuse and harm and kill the non-Muslims. No, we don't do that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived with them in Medina. The Jew, he did not kill no one unless in a bottle. He lived amongst the pagans of Mecca, mushrikeen. He killed no one until it was a battle, a war, army to army. Not someone who can bring some bombs and hide himself and bomb them. No, that's not correct. That's not correct at all. People in their cities, you don't kill them unless it is a war. It is a war, army to army. That's the only way you can kill, because that's the field of killing. Although Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not encourage Muslims to kill even in the battlefield, in the field of battle, he did not encourage them. When he sent Ali to fight against the Jew, he told them, "You go slowly," meaning let them hear the noise of your army. So maybe they fear and they come to peace. And when you approach them, even if they don't show any willing on peace, when you approach them, don't begin them fighting. Just call them first. So two encouragements. Third, he said to him, and if Allah, and he calls him now, psychologically, he said to him, if Allah would bring any one of the kuffar to Islam through you, this would be better to you than owning humur al-ni'am, meaning the best quality of camels. That's what the Arabs used to love. So Islam does not encourage, even in the field of battle, Islam doesn't encourage Muslims to go and kill. If you can arrest and bring him and offer Islam to him, this would be better. We're not here on this earth to destroy. And we are not the municipality of New York to destroy the Twin Towers. No, we have nothing to do with the Twin Towers or whatever, twin or single or whatsoever towers they are. We only convey the message of peace. We are the real peace conveyors. We are the real peace spreaders. They are liars. They spread no peace. We taught the whole world what is the meaning of this word, peace. We're the only one who explained it. No one else on this earth explained the word peace other than Muslims. No one. Now, what's being now happening these days, it's not from Islam. It's not from Islam. Even if the ones who are doing it are Muslims, they are ignorant, they are not from Islam. It's not from the justice to link it to Islam, to say that Islam guides to this. No. Islam doesn't guide to this. It's their corruption. If you subhanAllah look, it's out of text. If you look, the leaders of terrorism today, one is engineer. Engineering from where? West. And one is medicine doctor. Medicine doctor, medicine science from where? West. So, while they taught them engineering and medicine science, they corrupted their brains and they made them to be like that. But those who graduate from the masajid and Islamic universities in the whole world, there are many colleges, Islamic colleges in the world. Show me who are the terrorists graduated from there. No one. I never saw. Maybe, and he wants it, but I never saw. But this is because of the corruption that they have in the West. So my advice to the West, if they want to just come, they send their people to us and let them learn peace. We will teach them peace. And we will put it in their dictionary. Because I think it's not there. I think it's not there. So Islam, as you hear now, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no hatred between Muslim and another Muslim. No hatred. And when there must be hate. We must hate the non-Muslims, whatsoever they are. Buddhists, Hindus, whatsoever they are. We hate them. But it does not mean that we kill them or take their properties or take... No. Islam doesn't say that. Islam does not say that. We are not allowed to kill non-Muslims. Unless if they bring their army and we bring our army and now soldiers to soldiers, yes. Akhi Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the army, don't kill women, don't kill children, don't kill priests in their churches or temples or whatsoever. Whatsoever religion they are upon, you don't kill them. Don't cut trees. Don't destroy. Don't destroy churches and places of worship. Is this a religion of destruction or a religion of peace? It's a religion of peace. It's a religion of peace. Now, in the other hadith, on the authority of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala looks to the creation at the middle night of Sha'ban and He forgives everyone except a mushrik and a mushahin. Remember the first hadith, mushahin and killer for innocence. Now mushrik and mushahin. Mushrik means non-Muslim, whatsoever religion is upon. And this hadith is reported by Ibn Majah and authenticated by Al-Bani. Third hadith on the authority of Abu Thalabat al-Khushani radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily when it is the middle night of Sha'ban, Allah Ta'ala looks to His creation and forgives for all the believers and wait for the disbelievers. Delay them, disbelievers, kafirin, for them to come back and embrace Islam. Because, yani, ya ikhwan, you love and forgive one who's dutiful to you, who's grateful to you. But one who always harm you and bother you and never obey you and never this, you don't have love with him. So Allah Ta'ala will forgive those who obey Him, those who worship Him, those who love Him. Now, the kafirin, they showed that they don't love Him. They already shown that. Now, and then the hadith says, continue to say, وَيَدَعُوا أَهْلَ الْحِقْدِ بِحِقْدِهِمْ حَتَّى يَدَعُوهُ. And He, Allah Ta'ala, will leave people who have hatred in their hearts, meaning against their Muslim brothers, up until they leave this hatred. They leave it away and clean their hearts of hatred. And this hadith was reported by Imam Bayhaqi in his Sunan, authenticated by Albani in Sahih al-Jami'. So I said then, after that, so whoever wants to have the reward and blessings of this night, middle of Sha'ban, all what he needs to do is not to stand all night. No. All what you need to do is free your heart from any hatred. Finish. Clean up your heart. Clean up your heart. You have some problem with your brother, Muslim brother. Allah, on that night, forget. Allah, forgive it. Finish. Serious forgiveness. Not meaning, oh, Allah, I forgive him, but you never give him salam, you never respond to his salam, you never yani, talk to him, you never. No, that's not a forgiveness. That is not a forgiveness. No? And also to free yourself from any blood of innocence. You don't kill innocents. You don't bother them. You don't harm them. Whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims. But those who think that this night, middle of Sha'ban, is the night in which the destiny is distributed, then they are wrong. They are wrong. There is nothing special for the middle of Sha'ban except what we said, you free your heart of hatred against Muslims. That's it. That's it. And yani, the destiny is distributed on Laylatul Qadr, which is only in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Most likely it is 27, but not definitely. Now, most possible that it is on that. Whoever says other than that, then he has no knowledge on this issue. He has no any proof from the Quran or Sunnah. Now, so then I said, oh, people fear Allah and grasp on the most strong ring of the religion of Islam, which is based on sincerity to Allah and following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I ask everyone to continuously raise the peace and blessings to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by asking Allah Ta'ala to do so. And then I reminded of the reward of that Allah Ta'ala will pray for you, meaning he mentions you before the angels. And then I ask everyone to do a lot of remembrance of Allah and do glorification in early morning and by sunset. Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi. Naam. Naam. Yes. لا before وتر بيرتين عشان وتر لا 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 this is a whole year any time in the year before this one rak'at if you pray for example tonight four rak'at after Isha reward of it is like if you pray this one rak'at on Laylatul Qadr أياك eldest verse Well, it says mithra, but usually the nawafil, it's silent. Nawafil is silent. Naam. Naam. Adul Salaam. Shalom. I skip. I did not say وإياك I did not say إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين yeah he said I understood you say that I don't remember maybe that problem كيف it must be a mistake you mean always when I pray like that no but maybe Sure. Right? I record my prayers usually. No problem? No, big problem. No, this must be Jahil. This man is Jahil. Dropping one letter like dropping one ayah, like dropping one surah. How come intentionally drop one letter? He said, la la la. If I have skipped the wow, it must be a mistake. I did not realize. But I doubt, maybe I said it joined or I said it, I can't remember really. Today I did it also. I'll go on recording because I record. Maybe I miss it without paying attention. Could be. I will check and inshallah. Jazakallah khair for this. خير إن شاء الله. والله تعالى أعلم، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام.